This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
12:04 in the nation's capital and 106.7 The Fan. B. Mitch and Finley are out on President's Day, and Landfill and Brother Walker join them, and they've earned this. And DOC medal in for the fellas. And this is a smooth move, and we appreciate the opportunity of doing this. We are honored, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, to bring in a man that's no stranger to these airwaves, Dr. Holder, and courtesy of Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Doctor, when you're in, man, we always have questions. We have to hit you with what is the hottest thing on the market. And I'd like to say that it's the NBA All-Star Game. That'd be a joke. But I will start off with humor before we nail you down with some serious facts. Did you watch? Was it appointment viewing in the Holder home?
No. It was not. Doc Walker and Chris, how are you doing? It's good to see you. Good to hear. Good to be on the air with you. I do want to say that if I'm sponsored by Rude, and I am a West Indian, and Rihanna has a song that's called Rude Boy, would I be a Rude Boy?
I like it. I think so.
Okay, Chris. Doc will get that later.
Yeah, no, it was a little bit too young for a man my age.
Well, just watch the video, Doc. Chris, make sure that he watches the video for Rihanna's Rude Boy, and then
I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed to view X-rated things.
She's not X-rated. She's not X-rated. No, I had to watch for because it's a
class.
Yeah, I mean, it's an occupational hazard. I love sports, so I'll watch it even if it's bad sometimes just to see. Doc and Chris, I'm just under the impression that people consume sports differently in all these areas than I once did. I cannot get with the Pro Bowl. I think ever since Sean Taylor's hit on that punter, they changed the Pro Bowl. Now it shouldn't even be called the Pro Bowl. It should be called something else because they're not – I don't know what's going on there.
Special events. Yeah, it's events.
Yeah, this is the same thing. It's not what it used to be when Magic was going against Isaiah and people actually were in the dunk contest. It's just – I can't get with it. But I do like the fact, though, that there was some type of competition. I guess it needs to be tweaked, just like the college football format that you just tweak it. I do see that there was some type of competition, and it wasn't all just foolishness, but then again,
yeah, I saw moments of it that I thought was encouraging.
They have a long way to go. They have a long way to go. But I do see that, unlike the years before, there is some type of mini tournament. I guess that's what Adam Silver and their research are telling them, that, you know, that maybe they do that. But for me, it was not appointment watching television in my household, because my wife and I can't get that. My daughter and my son, I can't get them into watching that like I would watch it. It's just this, I don't know, I'm kind of oblivious. Like, all these All-Star games, every last one of them, baseball, hockey, all of them included, I just can't get with them. And that it's a different way people are consuming sports, with mascots and fun and games and everything like that. I just can't get it. Just call them an All-Star, give them the money that they're whatever, and just have like an off weekend. I don't know. I mean,
no, you can't, like, do that. No, you're not going to leave that kind of money on the table.
I know, but
it's all sponsored. I mean, it's sold out.
Right. Right.
It's sold out. And I got to say that the hockey, I mean, them brothers didn't play. They dropped the glove. They came out swinging. I mean, their intensity. Mm. I love their effort. I mean, whatever you want to call it or whatever they was pucking out. Yeah. So they got my eyeballs. That, to me, was appointment viewing.
Yeah, but overall, the overall All-Star.
I watched Uncle Drew.
It's just a lot. I can't get with it. So there was a time where there was nothing that was going to stop me from tuning in to see these All-Stars put on their acrobatic displays of athleticism. Now there's a bigger hint of, I could do without it. It's not. Yeah.
Or you don't even know who's out there. How about McClung three-peating with the dunks? Incredible athleticism, pulling it off. You thumbs up or thumbs down?
I'm thumbs up on him. I think I'm thumbs up. I have no problem with that. Somebody needs to knock him off, so let that be the standard. Again, I have to get out of my head Vince Carter, Spud Webb, Michael Jordan, Dominique. I have to get that out of my head, because those people are not walking back through that door.
Yeah.
It's just a whole different way that they are consuming even the dunk contest. So, I saw that Victor and Chris Paul, they got disqualified because they tried a different way of doing something. I mean, everybody's trying to find a new angle.
Yeah, they didn't take the shots because it didn't matter. They just tossed it up. Vince Carter, the Vinsanity dunks, it's amazing how time flies, whether or not you're having fun. Because we were there as a station, the old 980 crew, we were covering that. We were there on the floor when Vinsanity, that dunk, we're there. And I'm like, you go, wow, and Coach Thompson and the crew, and to see that in person is amazing. And you go, when older people used to tell you, man, I just don't know how where time goes, and you were younger, you didn't understand what they were saying.
Right.
When I look at this now, I'll be honest with you. When people say Super Bowl 59, I look at them and go, what are y'all talking about? Because you cannot even register that we were in 17 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Or, you know, Montana against Cincinnati. In Miami, the ones that I've been at 10 of them. So the ones you've been physically there, you feel a kinship to it. You got something with it that you will never, ever, it can never be taken away from you. But then when they start putting these Roman numerals on the end of it, you go, dog, you getting up there.
Yeah.
59.
That's it right there. That's it right there. You said it right there. We are getting up there, and we just got to make room for the new way that people are consuming the sports that we used to watch. So all the way down to the All-Star games. So again, I'm not hating on it. It's just not my cup of tea. You know,
yeah,
my son,
I know.
They're into it. They love all that stuff.
I ain't gonna just let it go. I ain't gonna let it go gracefully.
They love the painted floors. They love all that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Me, I can't get with the floor that looks like Boise State. I can't get with all of that. That's not how I consume my basketball. But it ain't gonna stop. It's almost like social media. It's almost like technology. It's not gonna stop. It's just going to be more and more of the same. So that's where I stand on it.
So we don't improve upon things. So what you're saying, and this is why I love it, Metal, when we have our heart-to-heart with Dr. Holder, because what you're saying is that we're getting smarter, but we don't solve things. So what you're saying, if we're better educated, but we don't solve things. So mean to tell me that this Justin Tucker situation is happening? We didn't learn anything from the last time we had a similar situation to where we actually paid a man a fortune.
Yeah.
And we didn't learn anything from that.
Yeah, I mean, sports is a microcosm of society. There's no way that what's happening with Justin Tucker shouldn't be as front page news as what happened with Deshaun Watson. But we know, I mean, that nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. So,
I know G in the shop, when you're on, he's going to say things that make you go, And I'm going, we got a whole bunch of them. And then I know because you love the game, the round ball game. And so you saw the UConn women went down and took a whooping stick out on the Gamecocks. But they snapped a 71-game home win streak.
Well, let me say this. It is so good and so kind of refreshing to see AZ Fudd finally on a basketball court doing work. When she came out of St. John's and went to UConn, the plan was, and then that's the reason why Paige Beckers went to UConn to play with her best friend, and they've never been on the court at the same time, right? Or haven't been extended. So to see those two, especially AZ, coming from the WCAC, and by the way, Maddie McDaniels, Caden Samuels, I mean, they were sprinkled all over the court, the WCAC. So this is the best conference in the nation when it comes to basketball and probably other sports too. But to see AZ Fudd finally healthy and finally doing the sharp shooting that we saw when she was at St. John's, that was so refreshing and so gratifying to see that. UConn and Geno, they're national championship contenders with that. If those two can stay on the court and stay healthy, my goodness. Then they got the freshman McDonald's All-American, Sarah Strong. Man, that was a buzzsaw. That they were piping hot from the outside. So if you don't like women's basketball, look, the UCLA-USC game they were showing the people that were there. Come on now. We've been talking about this for a minute. Man, this tournament is going to be just as good as the last one. Caitlin Clark is gone. Angel Reese is gone. Next.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah,
it's
Juju.
It's going to be just as exciting as Juju. All of them.
Yeah. No, the game is elevated. All the movements, the things that were started 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, progress, it does work. Mm-hmm. And when people stand up for something and to see this, and that's why we applaud it, just like we do with lacrosse.
Yeah, fringe sport.
And that we're seeing and that we're talking about it, and that we appreciate it, that the excellence in the game, soccer, that we've opened our minds, and that we see that just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's not understandable.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to educate you on the soccer, so I'm glad that I have two new disciples, and Chris and Doc, that understand that next year, when that World Cup is here next, Lord have mercy.
Oh. No, I know it. Hey, I get a rooster. Look, man, Russell, I'm telling you, man, and Koken and Beninati and my boy, puck awareness, the sport deserves it. Mm-hmm. I mean, just when they drop their puck, they drop gloves and go after it in a all-star competition. Yeah. But the skill, ability that they put on before you, it's unbelievable. And the violence, and I'm just replacing my violent streak because they hit. What the NFL lacks now, the NHL is all over it. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Pitchers and catchers. Mm-hmm. Otani going to be on the bump again. So pitching. And, you know, one of the strangest things about it is that the movement in MLB, it seemed like we dropped a little coin here with the Nats quietly. But, you know, that's a bit of excitement because no matter what is said, even when it comes to Le Boule, we want to win. We want to be or have our teams in contention. So that's what we're doing. And that's why we're so excited when we get a guy like Queen. When you get an impact freshman that jumps out and says, how you like me now?
Listen,
boy's a beast.
I was there last night.
I know.
101. But let me tell you something. I don't know what level to which we should fear the turtle when it comes to the tournament time, but they are to be reckoned with. And that young man, Derek Queen, you better go see him now because he's gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He's gone. What he did to Iowa last night and what he did to my Rutgers with Harper and Bailey all on the court, there was 20 NBA scouts at that game when they played Rutgers. Mm-hmm. And Queen, man, that boy, he is must watch. Go to the Xfinity Center. If you have not yet gone, go to the Xfinity Center and see this young man and the supporting cast that they have. Oh my goodness, they're going to be a team to be reckoned with in the tournament because they, unlike years past, they have multiple shooters.
Yeah.
Multiple shooters to go along with somebody, two people, Juju Reese and Queen in the middle. And what Kevin Willard is doing in his third year, hats off to him. Hats off to him. So,
And D-ing you up. Yeah, D-ing you up.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. I got to ask you this before we depart. And so are we on the same accord? Level of interest in Miles for the Commanders in terms of priority, how high is it on your list of priorities?
I mean, if you watched the Super Bowl, then you know how high it is. The old adage that the truism in sports that will never go away is that defense wins championships. And if that Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts, kudos to that young man. Kudos to everybody on that offense who put up all those points. But that, again, as much as the league sometimes tries to get rid of the defense, you cannot ignore that was a co-lead story in that Super Bowl was what that defense did to Kansas City. And a disruptor like Carter, a disruptor like all those people that they have in there, you need people that are going to be disrupting. I love Jonathan Allen. I love Deron Payne. I love them as people. I love some, but yesterday's prices is not today's prices. You need somebody who is going to. They got six sacks, Doc, without blitzing one time. They got there with their front three, front four. The Commanders, they're not doing that. So that is a priority. Miles or whatever it is, that is a priority to get a defensive disruptor for that. You cannot have Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner being your lead tacklers every single game. They're supposed to be backing the line, not being in front of the line in tackles. That's where it all changes for me. You need to have somebody, and it showed right there in the Super Bowl. As magical as Patrick Mahomes was, he could not escape the fact that they were in his face before he even had a chance to throw the football. Vic Fangio, my goodness. All unsung stories. That is where that's where the games are won. That's where championships are won with defense. It still hasn't changed.
I dropped the mic on that. Brother Holder, you're priceless. We appreciate your contribution, man. And I'll give your best to the fellas when they get back tomorrow on 106.7 The Fan. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You all have a good day.
That is Brother Lou Holder. Dr. Lou Holder. We dropped the mic. Back in a moment.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, believe it or not, I've heard that before.
That's the Rude Boy song he was talking about.
That is? Okay, good, good. I've heard that. Okay, not bad. Not bad. I'm still young enough to learn, so that is good. Want to shout out on X, and you can reach out without the BTPs and no underscores. Just very simple. At Rick Doc Walker. And Stephanie says, you are wrong. Next year, JD5 will have sophomore slump. This past year, Commanders benefited from an easy schedule and a few lucky plays. 9 wins maximum. Shows you how far we've grown. Before, they hung around 4 wins. Now, taking a shot at them, saying 9 wins is the max. But appreciate your input, Stephanie. We can agree to disagree. I don't think there's no luck in the fact that they kept themselves close enough to win tight games when before they weren't even competitive. And I think you realize that this team earned what it got. And it was far from flawless. But appreciate the fact that you care enough to share your comments. That's always important. Yep, always important. So, Mel, you seem like you're smiling. I can feel you smiles. That when you're able to drop your little musical... that wasn't bad. I've heard that. As a matter of fact, I've heard that several times.
I think she played it at the Super Bowl when she did the halftime show a couple years ago.
Oh, okay, yeah, because that was really...
Remember she was pregnant and she was up on those platforms they had hanging over the field?
I thought that was ridiculous.
That was her, though. That was Rihanna.
Okay, now I know who she is. And I was thinking, who does this?
I wouldn't do that. I'm afraid of heights, man. I would not do that. You couldn't pay me in a million years to do what she did as a pregnant woman at that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No way. Mean,
it's not my preferred way to do it, but there is a price point that could persuade me to be considerate. But that is interesting. Wow. What do you look forward to?
What, in sports right now, you think?
Yeah, what do you look forward to?
Well,
it's always interesting right after the disappointment. I mean, let's face it. It was a rotten Super Bowl if you didn't have a horse in the race.
Yeah.
And that we've been a part of a rotten Super Bowl or two, so I get it. It kind of takes the wind out of your sail, all the build up, the whole week to get into it. Had it been a field goal game or one of those epic, you know, thrillers. But when it flatlines, it does, it leaves a lot. It's a void that is there until you get off the trampoline and you get vitalized by something. What that something is, I don't know what that'll be yet. But I know it hasn't happened. It hadn't happened yet.
Well, I will say this, Doc. I think, first off, the one thing about the Super Bowl that we can take from that, I think, particularly as Commanders fans, is that Kansas City stopped Saquon Barkley in that game. The Eagles did a lot of good things, but they did not run well with him. And that is something that we should be watching and looking at how they were scheming up against him so that hopefully we can take some of that and bring that in, because we're going to play him twice again this year at least. So, you know, that's one thing we should take from that. But the next big thing on my radar, I think, is March Madness. I think it is for a lot of people. This is when we start getting into, you know, Super Bowl is over, start getting into the college hoops. And, you know, I love the March Madness pool. It's my favorite tournament in sports. So, what can I say?
Yeah, and the way the SEC is...
SEC is dominant, and ACC is almost disappeared. Which, you know, 10 years ago, it was ACC just completely dominated. And right now, I think Duke's the only one ranked right now, I think.
Yeah, but, you know, in the tournament, it's going to be interesting. But then again, it is, and it will be. And the NIL, man, the game, the money, the way things have been altered. If you think money doesn't matter, then you just have not paying attention.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't produce the outcome. Players do that. And if you get some young guys that get it, that's why we talk so much about Queen.
Like Kentucky under Calipari had been running this style of recruiting for years anyway. You know, this isn't new to the college basketball world.
No, but you got to have the right people. Look at St. John's.
Well, Kentucky only won one championship with him, but they got a lot of great, you know, a lot of great players came through Kentucky. They all play for 1 year, you know, but.
Yeah, well. I mean,
John Wall, AD, you know, a lot
in terms of interest and generated. I mean, they had that vibe. I guess it's hard to determine, did that succeed or fail? Because when you say it the way you stated it, they only had one natty.
Well,
does that mean it failed?
Look, first off, I'm not a big Calipari fan, so I'm probably not the best one to try to defend his record here.
No, I understand it. But it'd be crazy for us to say
out of three different programs for cheating.
Yeah, but he's still thriving. What does it say about the system? We can't close our eyes to it. Manure finds a way to go upstream.
That is one way of putting that.
Right?
Sure.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but you tell me if I'm wrong.
I guess what I'm trying to say, though, is we've had this
These
sort
guys
of
get
NIL
caught.
Situation already in college basketball for some time. It's not really new.
We think it, but we don't say it. The dude appears to be dirty, but he keeps getting elevated. Keeps getting premier jobs. We act like we don't know what's going on. Okay, all right, play dumb. But yet people still keep getting elevated. Oh, boy. Gotta love what we get to do for a living and what we cover and the personalities. And it's not just one particular sport. It goes all the way across the gamut, man. It's strange. You got to admit it's strange how some of these people apparently have been compromised, you know, in certain instances, but they somehow don't get bothered by it. They, you know, we have not mentioned, and I know because he's one of your favorite players, what is going to happen with A.A. Ron? Has he run out of tricks in his bag? The former New York Jets quarterback.
Not one of my favorite players.
Okay, are you blaming him off the field?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about, like, the hijinks he does on, you know, Pat McAfee and these weird vacations, I mean, look, if he's winning, nobody would care about any of that stuff, you know? But... the guy just seems like He just has to be kind of the center of the universe on the team he's on. And I'm just not sure that he's good enough to demand that anymore. You know what I mean?
I think you know he's not good enough.
Yeah.
But he's still got some game, though.
Somebody will pick him up for another year or two, I figure. But I don't.
Yes.
I'm glad it's not going to be here. I'm glad Washington will not be in that conversation.
So. Oh, the Jets. The Jets showed me. It showed me something, man. It would have been so easy to say, you know what? He's already here. He didn't stink to join up. I mean, is he top 15 in the league, in this league? Maybe. I mean, let's face it.
He got everyone around him fired, though. He got everyone around him fired. Do you want to bring in a guy that gets everyone fired?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. But I don't blame him. The adults allowed him. He wrecked an organization. Robert Saleh was doing a pretty damn good job.
He was.
His defense was well respected.
Yep.
And again, but they picked a quarterback that other people had rated pretty high, but I mean the guy was terrible. And they picked, I mean, but it's not, they're not the first group to miss it at quarterback. A lot of people miss it at quarterback.
I mean, he is a legendary Hall of Fame quarterback, but, I mean, he's clearly doesn't still have it that way. I mean, he can throw. He can read a defense.
Oh, no, he can throw.
Stuff.
He didn't
but
he didn't snap his Achilles on purpose.
Yeah, he's definitely
He didn't do that. But they compromised with him. When they let him bring Hackett, who is terrible, as a coach, they let him bring his buddy. They should have just had him as a roommate. But they let him be the OC after he ruined Denver. So quiet is kept. You want me to come? You're going to tell me he was actually good in Green Bay? I'll say you're a liar. You're a liar. This dude's a fraud. And you allowed him to be carried. And he gave about $10, $12 million in salary to his buddies that he brought over. That's a good friend, man. Dog, come with me. I'll give you $3 million. And you come in. And they allowed all this to happen. Don't blame Aaron. Aaron's a hell of a friend. You talking about loyalty. He's really loyal to you and his crew. Because he makes sure everybody gets paid.
Sure, but they didn't win. And nobody would have minded if they won. They would have been like, hey, this is great. You know?
Yeah, well, he's not going to sacrifice for the bigger picture. Yeah, well, he's selfish. But he didn't just get selfish. They enabled it. They grew this monster. Don't grow the monster, then take him outside of the aquarium and then blame him. I mean, I just think that's wrong. And now I want to know who picks him up. I'd love to see what the odds are. I got to get to Eminem, see if he's got any wagering, what the odds on. Who's Aaron's next victim?
Huh? What team he might go to? Yeah.
No. Who's Aaron's next victim? That's how I pose it. Who's his next victim? Because he does it his way, no matter what.
You think we could send him to the Eagles?
He does it his way.
You think we could send him to the Eagles?
Now, that would be great. You know what would be great for his career, and he'd probably get it going? Because he's not crazy. He's a high IQ guy. Steelers.
Yeah, I've heard people talking about that. But, man, I mean, does Tomlin want to get fired that bad?
Well, I'm just saying. You don't know why he would be with an alpha.
I don't know, man. Aaron Rodgers goes to the press and starts talking crap about his GMs and coaches.
Well,
and
but we don't know. This is a somewhat deflated Aaron Rodgers. AA has not been booted out like this before. This has been a minute. He probably hadn't been this low since junior college. Think about it. He's always had a golden parachute. And out on this one. This is different.
Yeah.
Now he can still sling it. And the field of quarterback, the position itself. Do you realize how I don't think we take a deep enough dive at this is pro sports. There's 32 teams. Are there 12 elite quarterbacks to start?
No, I don't think there is. I don't think there's no.
What other sport is this depleted in talent at a specific position? With all the, quote, quarterback schools, all the 7-on-7 camps, and we have not diagnosed the problem? I think we can kind of know what it is. The question is, will we admit what it is? It's unbelievable. And then to see the guy we were trying to push ahead, and that's one thing I love about real time. As good as Patrick Mahomes is, you can't force history down people's throats. Because he looked terrible. I didn't know that was possible. But that's what history shows us. We'll take a quick break. 12:46 here in the nation's capital. B. Mitch and Finley Show. Fellas taking a break. President's Day, DOC, and Metal in. We'll be right back. B. Mitch and Finley out on President's Day. DOC and Metal in for the fellas. And we go to the 757 before we get to the break. Polly, how you doing, bro?
Doc, man, hell to the W.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Let me chime in on this Aaron Rodgers thing real quick before I get to our boys. The thing about it is, he didn't have to leave Green Bay. They wasn't forcing him out of there.
Right.
He left a winning situation to go to a situation that was still a question mark. So that should tell you everything about his character and his ego and how self-centered he was anyway. So, you know, and I heard you say he still could sling it. Well, you know what? Joe Theismann still could sling it too. Doesn't mean he still could play the position. And you can see his game has declined. The pocket, he doesn't want to take a hit. He doesn't want to leave the pocket. And so, he needs to just go ahead and call it a career. You know, chalk this one up, chalk these last two seasons up as a nice free payday. You know, because to me, it's a wrap on him. You know, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, I think that analogy holds well for Aaron Rodgers and his point of life in his quarterbacking career right now. I think it's a wrap. So, you know.
You don't think he'll try the Titans?
Yeah, unless you plan on, unless you're a coach and you just want to get out of your situation, you want to be fired, you know, he's a good way to get you fired and still collect your money. So, other than that, it's done for him. As far as the boys go, I heard a call or text to say that we was lucky here and we was lucky there. Well, you know what? Teams who prepare for success seems to have a little luck here and there. I mean, you know, I guess we lucked our way all the way to the championship game. And I just take it one step further. I guess Kansas City lucked their way all the way to the Super Bowl because they didn't particularly blow nobody out this year either. You know, where they had the record for the closest margin of victories or whatever this season. So, you know, when you prepare the right way for success, as Jaden Daniels say, when you're living right, you know, when you're living right, you get good results. It's not luck. You know, it's called preparation for success. And speaking of preparation for success, I'm looking for us to run it back the same way they did this year. Let's have a good draft. You know, let's sign a couple of guys in free agency. And the difference is going to be is we teams, players, seen what we did this year. Players know the type of player the quarterback is in Daniels. So we're going to get a higher quality of free agent guys that we might sign on 1-year deals. Like Jeremy Chinn. Jeremy Chinn is a prime example of that. He was a quality player that we was able to get on a 1-year deal. And I think we'll have more opportunities for players like that. I think this is the new wave of the NFL now, almost like in college with the NIL. See a lot of these guys in one college one year and another college next year. I think it's the new wave in the NFL also. And I think with the success we have at quarterback and the coaching staff and everything, I think we're going to be able to get a higher quality of one-year free agent players until we're able to build this team through the draft and maybe make a couple trades here and there, like we've seen at last year for Marshawn Lattimore. Maybe we can get a Myles Garrett. If not a Myles Garrett, maybe we can get a deadline trade for Max Crosby or somebody or whoever. But I'm looking from the running back the same way they did last year. Let's have a good draft. Let's sign some good players, and let's go have ourselves another season again, you know, until we can actually build core commander guys. Like, this the first – last year was the first draft. This is the second draft. So you're looking at 12 to 14 players, you know, that we're homegrown. And I think we need to get around that 18 to 25
Sounds good.
Homegrown players.
Look forward.
Man. Have a good holiday, man.
Look forward to hearing you with the Rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo. All right, we will see you in a bit. Quick break. We'll be back with more B. Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.